Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com and smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all the same place. There's just two different ways to get there, depending on which one you remember and which one you would rather type in. And don't forget, when you get there, to check out all the things that we've made available to you to help you start, run, and grow a small business and to have the maximum opportunity to be successful with that. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And Joanna Brandy is all over our website. She's deposited so many important pieces of herself there in terms of things that she's written, in terms of the time she spent with us over the last 7+ years as a member of our Brain Trust, the archives that are there. So many things she's done for us. She's always doing things for small business owners. She is one of the top customer care experts in the world, on the planet, maybe in the universe, author of Winning at Customer Retention. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. Joanna, one of the things that small business owners, I think, miss an opportunity on, and I think you probably agree with me, is we don't know what our customers want. We think we know. And rather than actually finding out and asking customers questions, which we could because they're right there, we actually don't. Or if we ask questions, we don't ask the right questions. So help us do a better job of finding out what our customers want. How do we do that?
Well, you're right about that, Jim. I think we all fall short in all of our relationships in trying to understand what someone else's expectations are. We assume we know. We base it on customers we've had before, but very few of us actually talk to our customers about expectations. I'm right now writing a customized program for one of my clients, a small business that wanted to some special things done. So we're doing a customized program for them that will be delivered via the internet, same as some of our other programs. Mm-hmm. But that's just, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's just what I'm working on now, is how do they find out their customers' expectations? How do they ask them the right questions, the kind of questions that will get them productive answers? So one of the things that we're teaching, that I'm teaching them right now, is this idea of using a framework for asking those questions. And the framework is based on the different dimensions of customer service, things like reliability and competence and accessibility and understanding and responsiveness, actually using a framework so they can organize their questions and use them to improve each one of these areas.
Do you think that we get so caught up in the way we want to do business, the way we like to see our business roll out, the way we like to see our products delivered, you know, the colors that we like, the smells we like, all the different things that we do. You think we get so caught up in what we want that we assume that that's what our customers want?
And, oh, absolutely.
And if that's true, if we ask them questions, they're liable to hurt our feelings and tell us that's not what they want.
Well, yes, and that's one of the reasons I think we don't do it. And being a small business owner myself, I know that I could probably do a better job of asking my customers what they want. But there's a built-in assumption when you ask a customer. The customer assumes that if you ask their opinion that you're going to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the many reasons that people don't go out and talk to their customers and ask their customers questions is because they know that they might have to change something that they don't really want to change.
Mm-hmm.
So the process of asking these questions has to, what needs to come with it is your willingness to make some changes. So if you were to say to a customer, how can I make it easier for you to do business with me? And the customer says, well, it'd be nice if you had an 800 number. You'd better be prepared to respond to that in some way.
Or if you say, what do you think of our website? And they said, well, it'd be fine but I'd like to see your whole catalog shown there so I can shop at night.
Exactly. And that is one of the reasons people don't do it. Now, of course, you can't please everybody because you could get
right.
You can ask your customers, you can ask that question, how could I make it easier for you to do business with me, to 10 different clients and get 10 different answers, and you obviously can't change your business in 10 different ways.
But you know what you could say? You could say, okay, folks, we ask you what you were interested in, and five things were common to everybody, and we've been able to accomplish two of those, you know, in the last 30 days, and we're working on the others just to show them some progress. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think it's very, very important that we give feedback back to our customers after they've given us suggestions.
That's where the payday is, isn't it? I mean, we've got to let them know that we did something with what they said.
Well, it makes them feel valued.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them know that we heard them and understood them. And it
Do you
makes...
think that some people have a hard time, Joanna, actually saying the words out of their mouth, walking up to, let's say that they're running a restaurant, a small restaurant, and they're taking the customer's money who's just been there. And I think it's probably uncomfortable for the owner of that restaurant to say, is there anything that you like that we're not providing for you? That's not easy to do, is it?
No, I don't think it's easy to do. I mean, let's make it more personal, because for business owners, it's always personal. But let's make it even more personal. Let's say you have a desire to be a better spouse, or a better brother, or a better friend, or a better son. How easy is it for you to walk up to any one of the people in those relationships and say, how can I be a better spouse?
Oh, I do that. I do that all the time, Joanna.
And you might.
Why are you laughing, Joanna?
And I remember once I tell a story in my seminars about, you know, we all say that we want to improve, but none of us really want to change.
Right.
And then in fact, that's how easy it is. If a manager wants, if you say, come home at night, and you say, oh, you know, I got these three people working for me, and I just can't seem to make it work, and I just don't know what to do. Well, the best solution is to go there and say, listen, it's my intention to be the best manager I can possibly be. What would I have to do for you to believe that I was the best boss that you ever had?
Mm-hmm.
Now, boy, that's a tough question. You have to be willing and open to get the feedback.
Yeah, and alas, most of us are afraid of that kind of feedback.
Yes, I think so.
And I think when we come back, Joanne and I are going to try to find a way. And I think she has the answer to how we can get this information in a way that actually makes it happen and that it doesn't sting quite so much. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart. And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a good visit with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. She is the customer care coach, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of a number of books on customer care relationships, and she is, I'd like for her to give us the website. Joanna, give us your website, please.
It's customercarecoach.com.
Now, in the next half hour, we're going to talk about e-learning with one of our e-learning experts, Anita Rosen. But you have been doing you've been helping customers of yours, your clients, small business owners, a lot of them, take advantage of your e-learning program with regard to customer care, haven't you?
Well, I have to tell you a secret. When people say to me, is this e-learning, I really have to tell them, no, it's me learning. Because the product that I developed is not a pure e-learning product, because I really do recommend, since it's a curriculum-based course and you have a lesson each week, I actually recommend that you print it out, you three-hole punch it, and you put it in a book.
But they get it by e.
Oh, they get it by e. It comes by email, and there's a website that's attached to it where you can get all kinds of cool extras. Like, we have something called the Overachievers Corner, you know, in case you're the kind of person that, you know, it's not enough that I gave you three exercises to do in the lesson, you want more. You know, we have a little of that, because entrepreneurs do tend to be overachievers. We've got a Stress Busters column. We have a website that you can link back to, but it is, I really do recommend, because of the nature of the material, that you do print it out.
But the reason
and take your yellow pen and go sit out in the porch.
But the
and
reason
read
it. Is E, and the reason I think that I'm arguing with you a little bit is because they didn't have to come to your part of you're into Florida to get it. They can do it in the comfort and the convenience of their own home or their own offices.
Well, see, that's the beauty
of it, and that's the beauty. That's what's so important about getting trained. The things that you and I are talking about, the perspectives that you and I were just talking about with regard to asking the right questions. All those things you can learn now without having to make a trip, without having to invest a fortune in travel time, and to forsake your business while you're doing it. And you're one of the pioneers in this, Joanna. And I really thank you. I would like for you to give us the website so that my audience can take advantage of it.
That's customercarecoach.com.
And they can sign up for that program right there, can't they?
Absolutely.
So, folks,
the advantage, Jim, if I may, okay. is that what we did is took the time to think. I've been in business 15 years, and it's 15 years worth of what I learned and my colleagues learned, and it's like having a consultant in a box.
Right.
Because if you were to pay for a consultant to come in and teach you all this, it would be tens of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
That's why I like the E. That's what's so nice about that. It gives me access to smaller businesses who ordinarily wouldn't have had access to the kind of things I provide because I'm too expensive.
Well, and the thing is, Joanna, one of the things I've been encouraging my audience to do for a number of years now is to take advantage of these kinds of programs, and they're able to get the level, the quality of instruction from someone like you that 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago, they would have had to have traveled to wherever mm-hmm. you were mm-hmm. to have gotten it in a one-day thing, and instead of having something they could work on at their leisure over and over and over again. And so, folks, I hope you'll take advantage of Joanna's programs and others. And this is what we're going to be leading into as we go on to the next half
hour.
Well,
Jim, remember, I'm still running my birthday special until July 31st.
That's right.
So it's $20 off because it's my birthday, but I'm giving the gifts away.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's it. That's at customercarecoach.com.
Yeah.
And now, Ken, in that program, will we learn better ways to ask questions of our customers?
Actually, yes. We went through, my editor and I went through the program at a certain point and tried to actually count the number of questions. And we literally have provided hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of questions you can ask, so you're not going to your customers and saying this, you know, the things we hear all the time, like, is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
How
well,
here's
what they do. Here's what they do. They say that as they're walking by you, never intending to stop.
Oh,
you.
Never intending
I've
to
actually,
do
I've actually
about
had them
it.
Walk by me in a restaurant and say, is everything okay? And I've said no, and they just keep walking.
Oh, yeah, because it's not a real question.
What about this? Never mind the questions so much right now. What about the way we do it? Should we write it down and hand it to them in an envelope and say, at your convenience, would you fill this out and bring it back with you next time, and I'll give you a free dessert or something like that?
You know what? There's dozens of different ways to do it. I can't say there's one right way. You should be doing it many different ways. So for the people that don't want to talk to you personally because maybe they're shy or concerned about their ability to articulate, certainly a paper survey is just fine. There are, in a retail environment now, there are these tiny little machines that you can put in that, you know, ask five questions as you're leaving, and it's they're captured electronically. You can do feedback cards. You can do phone calls. The day after someone has had a service with you, you can do emails. You can use SurveyMonkey, which is an interesting tool, and it's inexpensive. That after you've had an interaction with a customer, you can put a link on the email, and it sends them over to this website called SurveyMonkey,
mm-hmm.
and where you have a pre-prepared survey. You can run contests. I mean, you can tie it into. With one client, we did a feedback. It said, "You give us feedback, and we feed you back."
Mm-hmm.
And we took the clients that gave us feedback and put their names in, and we sent them fruit baskets and all kinds of things. I mean, there's lots and lots and lots of ways to do it.
We got to wrap it up, but thank you, Joanna, for helping us get a little more comfortable with getting the best answers, to questions that we ask our customers. Thank you for being here today, as always.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
And again, happy birthday.
Always, thank you very much. Have
Joanna
a great day.
Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, 29 today. How about that? Quick break. We'll be right back with Anita Rosen. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.